Sports Central. US Sport.
Let's talk some American sport. And Steve Salisbury's on the line. Your man from Sacramento, KB,
the man from Sacramento.
Hello, Steve.
Kevin and Kevin, you're my two favorite Kevins on the planet, and to be able to speak to you both at the same time is a true treat.
Hey, I agree with that.
You know what? It's an amazing year because we hit, I think it started with, was it Lister City winning their first title in history, and then the Cleveland Cavaliers won their first title in history, and then I know, Kevin, you, Kevin Hillier, that is, you're very excited about what happened a couple weeks back when your Bulldogs got their first.
I'm excited, too.
Well, we all were, actually. I mean, it was one of the best stories in sport in a long time. And now we've got the Chicago Cubs, who have vanquished the big, bad San Francisco Giants, because the Giants, although they didn't have the best record, they've been the most clutch performers in the Major League Baseball, actually in American sport. You know, they're kind of like the cockroach. They'll never die. They keep coming back. The Cubs have beaten them, and now the Cubs take on the Dodgers in the NLCS. So the NLCS is Cubs, who haven't won it since 1908, Dodgers, who haven't won it since 1988. Cleveland is playing Toronto and has a one-game lead in the ALCS. So what we're going to end up having, guys, is we're going to have a Chicago Cubs-Cleveland Indians World Series. The Cleveland Indians haven't won it since, I think, 1954. So, I mean... It's just one of those crazy years on the calendar where you're going to get all these teams that whose fans have been long suffering. They're finally going to taste the fruits of wins.
That might be an omen bet, because 1954 is that's when the Bulldogs last won their premiership before this year. So if that's the case with Cleveland, maybe there's something in that, Doc.
Yeah, maybe. And Rising Fast won the cup that year too. It was a great year, Kevin.
Correct, Doc. But what's that got to do with Cleveland?
Hey, Steve, tell me about the Denver Broncos. What on earth? How bad are they going?
Well, you know, see, Doc, I'm one of those people who I predicted that they would be 6-10 this year because I figured they'd have a Super Bowl hangover. I figured that oftentimes when a team wins it, if they haven't done it in a long time, the players really kind of go to excess and they enjoy themselves. And Von Miller was their great linebacker. He was everywhere. I mean, he was on TV. He was doing this. He was doing that. So I tended to think that he might have a little bit of a hangover. And then obviously they don't have Peyton Manning any longer. And even though he wasn't quite the presence on the field, he's a leader. So I thought maybe the team would be void of leadership. And they don't have much of a quarterback. I mean, they got rookie quarterback right now. So I did not buy them as a very good team this year. But they're actually playing about where I thought they'd be. They're 4-2. That game yesterday against San Diego, the Chargers really had dropped four games where they had a lead in the second half. So the Chargers needed to come good yesterday, and they did it just the right time.
In fact, they're described as the best 55-minute team in football, the San Diego Chargers.
How's my side going, the Cleveland Browns, with Kevin Costner? Cleveland Browns. Kevin, I used to barrack for the 49ers, but Kevin Kaepernick's there, and they're no good, and he doesn't stand for the national anthem. So I dumped them, and I went for the Cleveland Browns because I like Kevin Costner, and he's the general manager there, and he's got to change things around.
Kevin Costner. They're 0-5. They're 0-5, and it doesn't look good for them. Kevin, I tried to tell you, if you're going to jump off, like you guys know, a man never changes teams. Kevin's always been a Richmond man. Kevin's always been
I barracked for the Bulldogs when I was a kid.
Okay, but you had to. See, Kevin Hillier, always a Bulldogs man. Turf, always.
Didn't go to the grand final. Didn't go to the grand final.
If you're going to switch, Kevin, you got to do like little kids do. Like little kids will often grow up 49er fans, and then they switch to the Pittsburgh Steelers because it makes sense. Yeah, you've gone from one of the worst teams in the NFL to maybe the worst team in professional sports.
And how long are they going to be down for? They've had a miserable few years.
Well, you know what it is?
Draft day. We're on the way up, Doc. Yeah. We've done some terrific deals.
Yeah, it comes down, gentlemen, to who's running the show. And they've been a team, like I talked about, you know, the Broncos may be void of leadership in the locker room. They're void of leadership in the front office. And when you're dealing with a salary cap, as you guys are seeing now in the AFL, you got to be sharp and you got to be shrewd and you got to make the right moves and you got to evaluate talent and you got to make really shrewd moves. Cleveland has not done that. I mean, they drafted Johnny Manziel as their quarterback, and everybody knew he was too small. I mean, I know, and I'm just a guy who talks on the radio.
Hey, Steve,
I knew he was too small.
Steve, they're blaming the drop in NFL ratings this season on the presidential election. Do you buy that crazy?
That's what I said the other day. Kevin thought I was nuts because
it's rubbish.
I believe it is. It's absolutely because everybody is just fixated on what is going to happen November the 8th or whatever the day of the election is. And it's Trump. I mean, you take a look at this. When I was in with Kevin, I brought up like four games that were directly affected by the presidential debate. And yeah, it's actually Trump is that much of a phenomenon. None of us.
So what? So people are watching. People are watching the presidential debates instead of watching the football.
That's according to Steve. But my understanding, what I've been reading with American Sport, and Steve disagrees with me here, is because of Kevin Kaepernick. And refusing to stand
Colin
for the
Colin,
I should say. No, you're Kevin and I'm Kevin. Colin Kaepernick.
thanks.
because he won't stand for the national anthem, and it has upset all the veterans over in America and all their family members, and they're very strong on the services over there. And the people of America are boycotting NFL because they don't believe they're taking any steps towards
not.
Colin Kaepernick and some of the other players there refusing to stand for the national anthem.
Oh, Kevin, you and I can talk about that for hours and hours and hours. It is Trump. People don't care about the national anthem that much.
Steve,
it's Trump.
Were you married
Trump.
When you had your first child, Steve?
Pardon?
Were you married when you had your first child?
I was, yes.
Thank God. Because Kevin, in fact, you may have got the Tijuana brass from Tuesdays if Kevin found out otherwise.
So you're still sticking with the fact that it's just Trump and people tuning in for Trump, and then once this the next debate is over, or that all of a sudden the ratings will go up for NFL.
Yeah, well, here's the one thing that we talked about on the show last week, but we didn't talk about it. We haven't talked about it yet. Sundays in the U.S. is when the kind of the political week begins. So every Sunday morning, opposite football, you've got like Face the Nation and Meet the Press, and there's a lot of shows on Fox News, which is the conservative channel, and there's a lot of shows on CNN and MSNBC.
Have you got the Bolt Report yet?
I don't have that, but but there's actually shows, and so people are tuning in now to hear what's being said. So that's I truly believe. I mean, there's no scientific basis behind this or anything like that. It's just what I'm seeing and what I'm thinking.
Steve, thank you for your time today. We'll catch you with Kev during the week on Tuesday when you report to all that's happening in American sport for him.
And you know what? And I'll tell you this: 4 to 6 now, moving forward with the run home every Friday.
Beautiful. Good to hear. Steve Salisbury there joining us.